On FM.
And good evening again, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at the Falls City Cigar Campus in Falls City. It's boys basketball coming up here tonight in our nightcap. It is the 7-7 Falls City Cigar Irish, ranked number 10 in Class D2, taking on the Class C2 sixth-ranked Johnson Brock Eagles. They're 14-2 on the season. I hope you're able to listen into the girls' game tonight. It was an overtime treat. Johnson Brock with a 51-49 win over Fall City Sacred Heart after falling down by 13 points in the first quarter of that ball game. They make the comeback and get the win tonight here at the Rowe Activity Center. Around the area tonight, some other games. It was Pawnee City over Fall City Tigers, 42-30. It was Humboldt Table Rock Steiner with a win over East Atchison tonight in Fairfax, 57-25, and Johns County Central with Fairbury tonight, 59-32 was the final there. So here in the boys' game, Johnson Brock again coming in here 14-2 off a big win Tuesday night when they defeated Exeter Billingen Friend and Sigurd coming off a couple of good games. They scored 90 in the game out at Wymore on Tuesday night against the Southern High Raiders, and picked up a big win last weekend over at Rockport against the Blue Jays by 276-74. So they've been hot shooting the ball. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We will come back, and we will look at the starting lineups for our boys' game between the Eagles and the Irish on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart. And we are just about ready to get the introduction to the starters going out here tonight as the team is getting ready. They head over to their benches here. Now we've got them all lined up here. Sacred Heart, obviously the home team, they are out warming up. Johnson Brock over with their coach, Garrison Dodge, here, getting set as well. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action is F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Falls City. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action here on KTNC. All right. We are about set to go here. Starting for Johnson Brock tonight, we will have in this ball game Hayden Gravatt, a 5'9" senior. We have Brody Taylor, a 6'4" senior, leading scorer and rebounder on the team. Deacon Burnett, 6'4" sophomore. We have 6'2" senior Grady Behrens. And we have 6'5" senior Robert Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, Deacon Burnett, Brody Taylor, Grady Behrens, and Robert Gravatt. You're starting five tonight for Coach Garrison Dodge and the Johnson Brock Eagles. For the Irish High, Coach Doug Golden will go with this starting five tonight. It will be 5'11" senior Cole Taft, 6 foot junior Bo Fletcher, 6 foot senior Brendan Lemeron, 6 foot junior Hayden Cloud, and 6'3" senior Cooper Kanabe. Cole Taft, Bo Fletcher, Brendan Lemeron, Hayden Cloud, and Cooper Kanabe. You're starting five tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish are 7-7. Johnson Brock 14-2 on the year. Girls game was terrific. Coming up tomorrow night here on KTNC, the Fall City Tigers will be hosting Weeping Water tomorrow night. Girls and boys basketball action with Dylan Herricks tomorrow night. Over on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, we're going to stretch the cables out there. It will be the Auburn Bulldogs on the air tomorrow night, girls and boys, at Meade. Meade will host Auburn girls and boys basketball tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. Randy Catula headed for Meade tomorrow for the basketball action. So, coming up here, it will be the introduction. They've got the introduction made for Johnson Brock, and now the Irish will be introduced here. Everybody introduced here. And somebody here. So we will have this going here in just a moment. The Irish home team tonight, Johnson Brock, on the road, dressed in black tonight as we get ready to go in this contest. Eagles are standing around waiting. The Irish are all huddled up down the free throw line. Stepping into the center circle for Johnson Brock is going to be Deacon Burnett. Cooper Kanabe steps in there for the Irish tonight. St. Herb will go right to left towards the west bucket in the first half tonight. And the tip's controlled by Johnson Brock in the backcourt with the basketball is Hayden Gravatt. Off the right side, they get it down there to Deacon Burnett. Now he'll bounce the ball in to Kaler. He'll kick it back out top and now to the left side to Hayden Gravatt. And he goes cross-court into the paint and a layup for Deacon Burnett. Good job to start the ball game there for Johnson Brock. They're up 2-0 quickly. At the other end, the Irish have it. Hayden Cloud dribbles on the left side back to the middle. He moves out on the right side with the pass and coming around now on the left side. Three ball up and off the mark. No good for Fletcher. Rebound tipped around. Kaler will run it down. He's on the sideline. And he heads up the floor, and the ball is knocked away from him from behind by Bo Fletcher. So it will be Eagle ball on the baseline, triggering Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt will bring it in, knocked away by Fletcher. It's into the hands of Lemeron. Up the floor, he goes back to Fletcher, and now Hayden Cloud with the ball for Lemeron. Coming out on him will be Robert Gravatt. And Lemeron, three ball up and down. Boy, that was a high arcing shot. And the Irish take the lead 3-2. 1 minute into the ballgame here. Back the other way through traffic. Hayden Gravatt dishes it off down low. Robert Gravatt, a lot of traffic. Missed it, tipped it, missed it. Got it back. Tipped it in a second time. And the lead 4-3 now to Johnson Brock. Here's a long three in, out, no good from Lemeron. And the rebound to Johnson Brock coming up the floor here with the ball now. Grady Barron. Barron's off the left side to Gravatt. Take the ball to Kaler in the left corner. He looks back out. Hayden Gravatt on the right side of the paint. Dishes it out of there to Barron. Barron will hold. Go back to Gravatt on the right side. Saving Hart. Zoned up here. Give it to Robert Gravatt down the lane. Up and no good. Rebound Kanadi. Cooper with the rebound, hands the ball off, and Cole Taft up the floor on the left side. Moves all the way to the baseline. Contact, no whistle. Now double team trapped on the baseline. Out top to Kanavi. Give the ball away to Clow. He'll pull up inside the free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound grabbed up there by Brody Kaler. The Irish have a tough time rebounding against this Johnson Brock team. They got height, and they're just about as athletic as the Irish are. They aren't very athletic. They're just not very tall. On the far side of the floor, the left side, Barron's has it. They'll get it away to Deacon Burnett. His pass out top. Gets away. Three ball right corner. Short for Hatrovat. Saves it in to Deacon Burnett. He throws it inside, and it's laid up and in by Brody Kaler. And the lead is 6-3, Johnson Brock. Way come the other way now with the basketball. Moving it around on the left side. Handed off to Clow. Clow moves around the screen. Gets it back now to Lemeron, guarded by Kaler, into the free throw line, and now back it goes to Clow. 15 on the shot clock at the 5-minute mark. Here's Fletcher for three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around by the Irish, by Lemeron, and by Deacon Burnett. It ends up in the hands of Kaler. To the front court come the Eagles. Barron over the left side to Hayden Gravatt. 6-3, Johnson Brock with the lead here. 4:40 to play, opening period at the rack in Fall City. Coming around to the right side, Grady Barron pulls the basketball to his right elbow, back inside to Kaler. He dishes it over the top of the defense, and it's a layup for Deacon Burnett. That's what we're talking about. The Irish don't have a lot of height to be able to throw that pass over the top. Three ball, left corner for Clow. No rebound. Hayden Gravatt on the run. Long pass up the floor in traffic. And the shot no good by Grady Barron, but there to follow it up and lay it in, Brody Kaler. And it is a seven-point lead, 10-3. At the other end now, the Irish with the basketball. Cole Taft with it. They pass him off from one defender to the other. Into the paint he goes. Dish it to Cooper Kanavi. Head-shoulder fake. Kaler goes up, blocks the shot anyway. And here come the Eagles the other end. 3:45, three ball from the top, up and down for Grady Barron's. And all of a sudden, it's a 10-point lead, 13-3. Doug Gold wants a timeout. Talk it over. We'll be back and have more action after this 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at the Rowe Activity Center, ready to go again. 13-3, Johnson Brock has jumped out to a quick 10-point lead here in the first quarter. Still our girls game, but it was St. Ern girls that took a 13-3 lead, or a 13-point lead, early in that first quarter. Johnson Brock came back to win it in overtime. So a change for Johnson Brock. Let's see, Deacon Burnett sits down. Quentin Barron in the ball game, a 6-foot senior now. The Irish will bring off the bench J.J. Lancaster. Sitting down will be Sagerhart's Hayden Clow. All right, to the front court come the Irish with the basketball. High post to Kanavi. Guarded there by Gravatt. Hands the ball away and down the lane. Taft kicks it to the corner. Lancaster, three ball on the rim. No. Kanavi kept it alive. Got it back. Puts it up. And in. Cooper Kanavi with the two-pointer. for the Irish, and now it's 13-5. The lead is 8. All right, we come back to action. The ball knocked away by Lemeron, out of bounds for Sacred Heart. With 3:14 to go in the first quarter here. Bring the ball in, a little full court pressure. Brody Kaler with the ball on the right side for the Irish now. Coming up the floor, gets the ball ahead to Clinton Barron, and the ball is loose, taken away. Here's Lemeron driving up, coming from behind, knock it loose, and out of bounds, Robert Gravatt for Johnson Brock. 2:59 left, we get a whistle, we get a foul, and that foul will go on Robert Gravatt. That's our first foul of the ball game. Gravatt whistled for the foul at the 2:59 mark of the first quarter. He is going to sit down now for the moment. Catch the stub here in a moment. As soon as we see it. Long inbound, caught in the backcourt by Fletcher. In for Johnson Brock, Oliver Everett. Everett in the ball game for Gravatt. Now with Lemeron out top, gets a screen. Keeps moving right side. Now spins down the lane between defenders. Shot rejected out of there by Taylor as he tries to roll it up on the right side. Lemeron will trigger in from the baseline. Looking in short, gets a tap. Full tap into the paint. Elevates the defender. Shoots it, misses it. Rebound again to Brody Kaler. Kaler coming up the floor. Passes right side for Hayden Gravatt now. Down to the right side of the basketball. They will give the ball up there for Quentin Barron. Spins in. Did he walk? No, he hit the bottom of the rim with the shot. And we've got a held ball on the rebound. It's going to belong to the Irish. 2:25 left in this first period. 13-5, Johnson Brock. The Irish bring in Toby Baxter now in place of Cooper Canavi. To the front court. Here come the Irish. Up the floor, Brendan Lemeron. Senior point guard. Holds and look. Picked up his dribble off the right side to Fletcher. Bounce pass into Baxter. Stolen away. Aiden Gravatt on the run the other way to Kaler with the bounce and knocked away by Lemeron. Out of bounds on the baseline. It belongs to Johnson Brock here. So the Eagles will trigger from the baseline. They'll lob it in out top. Justin Meyer just checked into the ball game for Johnson Brock. Now to Aiden Gravatt. Over the near right side, Quentin Barron's, and down in the corner. Now to the middle. With the ball, Oliver Everett. They go into Kaler, guarded by Baxter. He's double-teamed on the baseline. Quick pass out. Hayden Gravatt, three ball up and good on the left wing. Hayden Gravatt has his first three of the night. And we've got a 16-5 lead for Johnson Brock, an 11-point advantage. To the front court. Here comes Sacred Heart. Left side, Lancaster. Three ball buries it in the corner. J.J. Lancaster with a triple. The Irish got a couple of threes. They're down 16-8. Here comes Johnson Brock in the front. Kaler throws it forward, gets it back on the right side of the floor. Beyond the arc, holds it, looks back in the middle between the circles to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt with the basketball. Now off the left side for Quentin Barron's. Down for three, too strong for Meyer. Rebound again to Kaler. He elevates on the right side inside the paint and will be fouled. Sagan foul on Bo Fletcher, his first team foul on the Irish in the ballgame. At the line, Brody Kaler, 4 points so far. First free throw effort of the night for either team with 61 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's up, it's good. They'll get another one here. 16-8, make it 17-8 with that free throw. Kayla Reddy, a senior. Reddy getting it 32, I think, Tuesday against Extra Milligan Friend. On the rim, no, and the rebound brought down by the Irish by Cole Taft. Ahead to Lemeron. Lemeron to Taft, long three off the side, no good. Back for the rebound. Out to Lemeron. He'll take a long three. No good. Rebound on the deck. Fletcher picks it up on the sideline. Tap through traffic. And he is hit. And he goes down hard. Gets up. Well, I thought he grabbed his knee when he went down. He tells his teammates to get away from him. The foul will go against Johnson Brock. It's going to go on Justin Meyer. His first team foul, number two. Tapped at the line to shoot two. He went into the paint. Three defenders there, and boy, he went down hard. Makes the free throw. It's now 17-9. The lead is 8 again for Johnson Brock. Tap ready. Senior gets set and fires the free throw up, and he got it. Got them both. And the lead is 7, 17-10. 40 seconds to go in the opening period here at the Rowe Activity Center. The front court, a give down the line, and driving for a layup. Justin Meyer has his first two. And the lead back to 9, 19-10. The Irish with the shot clock off. Going to play for one. Let's see. Lemeron dribbles out top. Off to Baxter on the left side. Back now to Taps. Out between the volleyball, the midcourt line, and the volleyball back line. Dribbles. 12 on the clock. Off to Lemeron. Half guarded by Taylor. And a man-to-man. Lemeron moving up, spins inside the paint. Lancaster, three ball, right side, buries it. He's got a couple of them. And that will end our first quarter. The score, Johnson Brock, Eagles 19, Fall City, Sagan Hart 13. Your boys' game. We're back in 1 minute on PTSA.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it, we're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here to the Rowe Activity Center after one quarter, 19-13. Johnson Brock boys with the lead over Sagan Hart. The Irish made three triples in that first quarter, including a couple by J.J. Lancaster off the bench. Johnson Brock with six players in the scoring column already in this first period of action here tonight. It'll be Eagle basketball triggered in at midcourt. Deacon Burnett. He'll get it into Hayden Gravatt. Kaler's in there, starting five, it looks like. Grady Barrett, and also Robert Gravatt for Johnson Brock. Nobody in the game with more than one foul. In fact, they only had one foul called on each team in the first quarter. Driving the ball up and dishing it off, Robert Gravatt. And offensive, yes, sir. Getting set in the middle with Cole Taft and Robert Gravatt. He has both the Johnson Brock fouls. He kind of dipped the shoulder that time. Robert's a big boy at 6'5", a senior. So he got his money's worth there, although it's his second foul. All right, we come back to live action here. Sagan Hart with the ball. Lancaster gives the ball off to Lemeron, out right side, past the three-point line. He's got Gravatt on him now, and at the top of the key, keeps drilling, gets it off to Cole Taft. Taft looks, down the lane he goes, off the glass with the left hand, up and good. Cole Taft with his first field goal has 4 points in the ball game, and it is now a four-point ball game. Here's a finger roll at the other end, no good by Deacon Burnett. Fletcher the rebound, out of there to Taft on the left side. Sagan Hart can hold within a bucket here with a two- or three-pointer. Baxter in the ballgame takes the bullet pass, shoves the defender away with his forearm. Nobody saw it up here. Missed the shot. At the other end, Deacon Burnett down the lane, hands off to Hayden Gravatt. Back to Burnett, up and in. Deacon's got six. The lead is six. We come the other way. Irish basketball now. tap, guarded by Kaler, gets to a double team inside the back. Zer pulls up and hits the shot. Right underneath the bucket, puts it over the top. 21-17, Johnson Brock the advantage. To the front, pressure by the Irish in the backcourt. Threw it forward to Barron. That is Grady. Now he's double-teamed, gets away to Deacon Burnett. And now off to Hayden Gravatt, coming to the right side in the corner now. It is Barron back in the middle to Gravatt. That's Robert, and he'll come out to Hayden. Left side, now Robert Gravatt again, double-teamed. Goes to the floor, lost the ball to a teammate. And now out top, four on the shot clock, 3-2-1. The Irish knock it away. And shot clock violation. They made the hoop, but the shot clock expired. And the Irish get the ball back. Cooper Kanavi checks in for the Irish in place of Toby Baxter here. 21-17, Johnson Brock leading in our boys' game. To the front. Lemron with a crossover down the lane, throws it out to Lancaster on the right bank of the left side. He lost the handle on the ball. It's stolen away by Robert Gravatt. He'll hand the ball away to Hayden. Hayden Gravatt works it up the floor, throws cross court to Deacon Burnett. Now it goes in the corner to Barron. Grady gets rid of it. Now around the perimeter they go. Sagenhart zoned up here, looks like. Inside to Kaler on the right block. Three white jerseys around him. Didn't matter. Shoots it. Misses it. Rebound to Deacon Burnett. But a foul on the follow shot, it looks like, against the Irish here. Foul on Cooper Kanavi. His first. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. At the free throw line is Deacon Burnett. 6 points already in the game. Up. Got it. 6'4" sophomore knocks that one home. And he'll get another one here. The Irish getting ready to bring another player in the ball game here. All right, here we go. All right, Burnett ready. Up and in and out. No good. The rebound to Cooper Kanavi. All right, up the floor. Here come the Irish. Is Kanavi. It's knocked away. It's stolen at the other end in traffic. Off the glass. No for Deacon Burnett. Rebound by Kaler. No. The tip by Kaler. No. Kanavi with the rebound on the baseline. Needs help. And timeout call by Doug Gold. Saved a possession. That's his second timeout call. 22-17, the lead to Johnson Brock. And we return in 30 seconds on PTSA.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action we go here. Throw Activity Center, 22-17. Johnson Brock boys with a lead over Sagenhart. Lemeron drives around the right side, throws the ball. Taft missed the catch, but the ball bounces off the leg of the referee. Taft straight out front, three ball short, no good. Rebound again to Brody Kaler. Kaler will take it across to his classmate, Hayden Gravatt. Now come to the near side. Work the ball around Kaler. And now he'll dish it out again to the right sideline. And a rebound by Robert Gravatt off the miss of Grady Barron. And we've got a blocking foul that's going to be called here on Cole Taft. Taft with the foul will be his first. Team foul number two of the second quarter on the Irish. Triggering Hayden Gravatt from the baseline on the right side of the floor. Looks at it. Bounces it out top. Knocked away loose by Noah Howard, who checked into the game. Oh, we just missed one there, Mr. Official. Miss official. Whoever. The ball was tipped by the Irish and went backcourt. The Eagles recovered it. And they called it over and back. But it's going to be Johnson Brock ball. You go backcourt anyway. Cushion, lose the cushion. My bad. All right, up the floor, Johnson Brock. Up the floor, he drew out on the right side, in the right corner. Grady Barron to Taylor, double teamed and on the baseline. Out top again to Grady Barron, take to the high post. Robert Gravatt out to Hayden. Down in the right corner, faking the three, driving up and pulling up from 18, short of the shot. Barron, rebound to the Irish, coming up, Blemeron on the far right side. Blemeron onto the basketball, the J.J. Landcash puts his head down, heads to the bucket, dishes it off to Tapp. Tapp turns, he's back in the paint, double team, gets it away, and a three-pointer up and down for Noah Howard. He gets the triple. And it's now 22-20, the lead down to two for Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock with a bucket and a free throw here in the second quarter so far. Underneath, layup. Oh, they missed the layup. Grady Barron couldn't connect there. The Irish come down with a rebound. Lancaster with the rebound and a foul on Johnson Brock. Deacon Burnett, his first. He fouled number two of the quarter. Fletcher comes back in for the Irish here. Kanavi will inbound the Lemeron. And he'll come up the floor with the basketball on the right side. Do fake left, go right, all the way to the hole, and the finger roll is good. It is a two-pointer for Sagerhart Brandon Lemeron. He's got five in the game, and we are tied at 22. First tie of the ball game at the three-minute mark. The other way we go now. Johnson Brock with the ball. After the lead by as many as 10 in the first quarter, actually by 11 here, the ball stolen, a layup at the other end by Fletcher, and the Irish take the lead off of the steal. We've got our third lead change of the game. Timeout, Johnson Brock, 24-22 Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You missed him. 24-22, Sagerhart with the lead here in the ball game. They were down by 11 points in the first quarter. Now they've fought their way back. Up 24-22. It will be Eagles basketball. 2:44 to go in the first half here. At Fall City. Full court pressure shown by the Irish here against the inbound. Ball comes in. Kaler triggers in to Justin Meyer. Back to Kaler. He'll throw it over the top to Meyer again to the front court. He comes. Cross court. Hayden Gravatt. The Irish playing man-to-man defense here. Out on the right side of the basketball now. They go to Quentin Barron, who's back in the ballgame. Here's a left side three ball in the corner. Up, no good. Lemeron with the rebound off the miss by Meyer. Taft goes flying in. Can't connect. Hayden Gravatt went right along with him. Rebound to the Eagles and Gravatt to the front court with the basketball. Now to Kaler. Hayden Gravatt, left side, Justin Meyer. Bounce past the middle to Kaler. Elevates, 12-footer, no. Rebound to Taft. Taft on the run for the Irish. Up the floor. Reach in by Kaler. And he got caught with the foul. His first, team foul number three of the quarter on Johnson Brock with a minute 57 to go in the period. Tomorrow night here on KTNC, it will be the Weeping Waters squad at Fall City to take on the Tigers in girls and boys varsity action. Dylan Hendricks will bring you the action tomorrow night. Irish bring it in, tapped and ahead for the hoop, and we get a whistle. He carried the basketball, turned the corner, and gets called for the violation. On Sunny 101.3 tonight, girls and boys basketball, Randy Gatula and Meade. Follow the Auburn Bulldogs tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. Up the floor, tipped by Lemeron, but it gets away to Kaler, and we have a 10-second call. A 10-second call on Johnson Brock. Coach Garrison Dodge, unhappy with his team's handling that situation, and his point guard is unhappy right back at him. Irish ball after the turnover. The score clock was down to 24 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Lemeron, free throw circle. Off now to Fletcher. Fletcher moving with the ball. Free throw line jumper for the lefty. Too strong. And the rebound is grabbed up. Quentin Behrens will give it off to Justin Meyer. And now to Hayden Gravatt. Bounce pass to Kaler at the free throw line. He'll kick it out of there. Three ball up and down. Justin Meyer with five in the ball game. And the lead back to the Eagles, 25-24. 106 to go here in the first quarter. Come the other way now. Now we come back. A shot up by Fletcher. No. Cooper Gennady kept the rebound alive, but he reached in and got his hand in the cookie jar. Called for the foul, I believe, Lee Cooper. Yep. Cooper Gennady's second foul. Team foul. Where are we at? Up there, number three on the Irish this quarter. 51.9 seconds to go in the period. Kaler to the front to Justin Meyer. The Eagles up by one, looking to add on here. Meyer, left wing, inside to Robert Gravatt, across the baseline. Taft knocks it away, but it's off the Eagles out of bounds. Touch last by Quentin Behrens, as they were hand fighting for the basketball. So the Irish will get it back. There's 33 on the shot, 37 on the game clock. They'll have a chance to regain the lead here. Up the floor, Fletcher out on the right wing. Back to the top now in the hands of Noah Howard. Back out top, Cole Taft going to run it down here. 15 on the shot clock, now to Lemeron. In the midcourt circle, wait. 9 on the shot clock, directing traffic, putting everybody where he wants him. 6 on the shot clock, 5. Bounce pass to Fletcher. Or no, to Cole Taft. He's going to have to shoot it. And the Irish have a shot clock violation. They didn't get a shot off. So that's one shot clock violation on each team here in the first half. Johnson Brock has 4.3 seconds to work with it here. Baxter in. J.J. Lancaster back in for the Irish. Kanavi sits and Taft sits. Bring it into Hayden Gravatt. Not much pressure. Cross midcourt. And he fires it up off the glass. No good. After one half of play at the Rural Activity Center, Johnson Brock, 25. Ball City safe at heart. 24, 25, 24. The Eagles lead the Irish. We're back after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during Free Tri Week at Held Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HeldMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is a place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a Pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your health care provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their health care provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center. It is halftime. Our halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they are far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half tonight, Johnson Brock had a 10-point advantage in the first quarter tonight. State Hart came fighting back, and they outscored the Eagles in the second quarter by a score of 11-6. 11-6, the Irish went second quarter. Scoring in the game for Johnson Brock in the first half, Justin Meyer with 5, 3 for Hayden Grabat, 7 for Deacon Burnett, 5 for Brody Kaler, 3 for Grady Barron, and 2 for Robert Grabat tonight. For Sagan Hart in the first half this evening, they have 5 for Brendan Lemeron, 6 for J.J. Lancaster, and a couple of three-point buckets in the first quarter tonight. We have 4 for Cole Taft in the ball game, 2 for Bo Fletcher, 2 for Toby Baxter, 3 for Noah Howard, and 2 for Cooper Canavi. The Irish are 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half tonight, and the Johnson Brock Eagles are 2 out of 4 in the first half of tonight's contest. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. 25-24, the lead to the Irish, or excuse me, the lead to Johnson Brock at halftime, 25-24. We'll be back and wrap up this halftime. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll check the weather, hear from our spots. We'll be back with second half action on KTNC.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll. Isolated snow showers in the forecast for this evening with mostly cloudy skies. It will be cool, the low around 10, and north winds up to around 5 miles per hour. North winds become breezy into the day on Friday, gusts near 20 miles per hour. High of only 17 and a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Mostly clear skies heading toward Friday night. Temperatures fall back to around 3 below, with north winds up to around 15 miles per hour. West winds will be up to around 10 miles per hour for the day on Saturday. Lots of sunshine and staying cold, a high of only 19. Areas of snow expected to move in for Saturday night could see some light snow accumulation. Otherwise, more clouds roll into as temperatures dip back to 8 above. Isolated snow showers continue into Sunday morning with a mix of sun and clouds and warmer high around 35. We fall back to 19 for a low into Sunday night and partly cloudy. Then mostly sunny for the day on Monday with a high around 36. Temperatures dip back to 19 into Monday night with increasing clouds. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And the teams are back out on the floor warming up here tonight in this game as we get set for a second half action to come up here. 25-24, the lead belongs to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Two teams head over to get their final instructions from their coaches. Everybody ready to go here in the third quarter now. We've got all of our stuff put back together. Our halftime recap tonight was brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And, of course, our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball game, F&M Bank in Fall City. In the girls' game, Johnson Brock wins at 51-49 tonight in overtime over Sacred Heart. So the Eagle boys trying to make it a sweep here tonight at Sacred Heart. Here we go, Irish basketball to start the third quarter down by one, 25-24. In the front court, going left to right, Lemerong gets free. Runner up, no whistle, and an Eagle foul will be called. It's going to be Robert Grubat and his third foul. Grubat with three. Cole Tapp, Lynn Bat in front of the Irish bench here. That was not a shooting foul. Robert Grubat takes the long, unhappy walk to his bench. Replaced in the lineup now by, let's see, where'd he go? I've lost my replacement player. There he is. Oliver Everett back in the ballgame. Here's a scoop, and it's up, and it's good by Tapp. Or no, that's Clutcher. I'm sorry, Cole. Fletcher with the bucket, and the Irish lead it now, 26-25. To the front with the basketball, Deacon Burnett with it. Got a three and a four mixed up down there on that end for the Irish. To the left side of the floor, it goes to Deacon Burnett. He goes into Kaler. He'll whip the ball to the far side for an open three on the rim. No good by Grady Barron. Super Gnabry in the backcourt had it knocked away by Deacon Burnett, then able to tip it over to his teammate there. That will be Lemeron up the floor. Now in the corner to Hayden Clow. There we go, back to Lemeron now. Okay, I'll get everybody straight down here again. Put him back in the right spot. Underneath, Kanabi double team, dribbles out of there, gets the ball to Taft, fires for three, buries it from the right side. Full Taft now with seven. That's his first triple of the night, and the Irish are up by four with 6:39 to play in the third quarter. To the front, here comes Deacon Burnett. He'll give the ball off. And with 6:31, the ball is tipped into the backcourt by Fletcher, and the Eagles will have it on the Irish side of midcourt. Triggerman, Hayden Gravatt, no pressure by the Irish. They bring the ball in. Come up the floor on the right side. With it, Deacon Burnett out top. Now down low, Hayden Gravatt moves in, leans up and under Konami and puts it up and in. He's got five of the game now. And it is a two-point ball game, a lead for the Irish. At the other end, Cloud for three on the rim. No, the rebound grabbed by Grady Barron. Away to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt up the floor to Barron. Now over to Kohler, or Taylor, excuse me. Brody with the basketball. Passes it out top. With the ball, Barron. Brody underneath to Hayden Gravatt. And off his hand, too tall on the pass. Out of bounds. It will be Irish basketball. 5:50 left here in period number three tonight at the Roe Activity Center. The Irish come up floor with the basketball here. Take the ball in the front court. Work the ball around here with it again. It's going to be Cloud. He gets away from Kaler. Down it goes to Fletcher. And he is impacted. Lost the ball. And it went off the leg out of bounds of Hayden Gravatt. He and Fletcher knocked together pretty hard there. No whistles. So we have Irish ball inside. A tip in by Fletcher off the miss by Kanabi. Won't go. And we have a foul on the Eagles. This one on Oliver Everett. His first of the ball game. Team foul number two of the third quarter. 29-27, the Irish lead at the line. Bo Fletcher with 4 points in the ball game. First free throw is up. Off the rim, no good. He'll get another one. Fletcher gets set. He'll have a second one coming here. 2 point lead, trying to make it three here. Sets, fires, no, won't go. The rebound grabbed by Oliver Everett. Get it away to Hayden Gravatt. And he'll work the ball forward with a pass to Deacon Burnett. Down in the corner with the ball, Grady Barron. Double teamed on the baseline. Deacon Burnett gets it away. Hayden Gravatt holds it. Out to Kaler on the right side. Beyond the three-point line. Makes a big step in. Stripped of the ball. Lemeron with the strip. And then it went to Clow. And he got tangled up with a defender and gets called for a traveling violation. 5:01 to go in the period. A two-point advantage for the Irish. Into the game comes J.J. Lancaster in there for Clow. Long pass into the backcourt. Up the floor comes Grady Behrens. Sayhart zoned up. Fletcher reaches out, knocks the ball away. And I think Johnson Brock thought the ball was off them. They were all headed to the Irish end. And the official says, no, it's Johnson Brock ball. So it goes to Deacon Burnett on the right side. He'll give it to Kaler. He'll hold and go inside. The ball quickly pushed inside. Tried to get it to Deacon Burnett. Stolen away to the front court up the floor. Here comes Taft. He'll hand it off to Lemeron on the right side in front of the Irish bench. Lemeron fires for three on the rim. No. Up high for the rebound. Coming down, Oliver Everett. He'll get it to Kaler. He'll take it away to Hayden Gravatt. Up the floor, push the ball across the floor, now down to the right corner in the hands of Grady Barron. They play catch around the Irish defense here with 4:15 to play in the third. Inside Kaler, up and good from about 4 feet away. Kaler now with seven. That's his first point since the first quarter. And the lead, there is no lead. We are tied at 29-29 at the four-minute mark. So second tie of the ball game. Lancaster with it, fakes left, goes right, hands a tap, quick trigger on a three, no, long rebound, weak side. The Irish had it, came down to Lemeron, and He got fouled, rather, to Fletcher out there, 4, not 11 shots. Foul will be called on Grady Behrens, his first. Third team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. In the game, Quentin Behrens checks in now for Grady Behrens for the Eagles. And now triggering will be the Irish. Lemeron passes in, gets it right back. Now he'll be at the top of the circle. Down the lane he goes. Finger roll, they got him on the arm. They blocked it, they got him on the arm. Yes, they did. And that foul will go on 12. Okay, Quentin Behrens picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. The Irish haven't been whistled for a foul yet this period. At the free throw line for the Irish will be Brendan Lemeron. 5 points in the ball game thus far. First trip to the line, it's up and it's good. Hit the rim, went to the backboard and fell in the hole. And the Irish are up 30-29. So the Irish back on top and by 2 as Lemeron hits them both. Down by 2, Johnson Brock, number 16 in class C2. And it is going to be in traffic. Hayden Gravatt, pass out, stolen, knocked away. Lemeron all the way in, layup, got it. Lemeron with a steal and a layup at the other end has 9, and the Irish are up now by 4, or by 2, that can't be right. 4, 33-29. I'm trying to keep it up on the scoreboard here. From behind, Lemeron knocks away from Kaler. The ball is loose on the deck, and the Johnson Brock player that had it, his leg, part of it anyway, was out of bounds. Got a hand on Oliver Everett, and part of his body was out of bounds. The Irish get the ball back with 3:10 to go. Coach Garrison Dodge talking to the referee. Going, hey, I thought perhaps we got fouled there, sir. Referee just walked on by and then named a song, I think it is. Off the left side, J.J. Lancaster to Lemeron. Thinking about a three, didn't. Went baseline. Wheels back out. Keeps the dribble. Pulls up three. Got it. Left side of the wing for Brendan Lemeron. He's got a dozen. He has 7 in the quarter, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the game of 7 points. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 36-29. According to the scoreboard, the Irish called the timeout. No, that wasn't right. I didn't think it was. Johnson Brock took the timeout. Now they're corrected. Each team has 3 timeouts left. Full court pressure by the Irish now. Kaler in the backcourt over to Hayden Gravatt. Throws it front court now for Deacon Burnett. He's going to drive in, up, and a foul. Contact. Cooper Kanavi left his feet. He shouldn't have done it if he'd have held still. He might have got an offensive foul. And the foul is called on Cole Taft. That must have happened downstairs, sir. I didn't see that one. I thought it was on Kanavi, if anybody. Free throws for Johnson Brock, up and good for Deacon Burnett. He's got 8 points in the ballgame now, looking for 9. The lead is 6, 36-30. Up and rattled. It won't go. Kanavi with the rebound. To the front court. Tap with it off to Lemeron. Long 3, right side on the rim. One hop, no. Rebound out of bounds. 2 Eagle players touch the ball, and it's out of bounds to the Irish. Underneath their own basket, Lemeron will trigger. Everybody lines up sideline to sideline along the baseline. Set the screen in the middle and take it out top to Cole Taft. Taft will hold the basketball, directing traffic. Looks for a screen from Kanavi. Didn't get it. Went the opposite way, and traveling is the call. Taft wanted to make the pass, but got his feet moving. And it'll be turned over to Johnson Brock with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Pressure by the Irish. Take the ball to the side. Deacon Burnett now trapped at midcourt. Got it away to Hayden Gravatt. Free throw line. Bounce pass down. Batted in the air. Loose ball. Recovered by Deacon Burnett. Left side. Three ball up. Good in the corner for a three-pointer for Quentin Barron. And the lead is three now. At the other end, Lancaster to answer. No. Tipped by Fletcher. Brought down by Kanabe. Now to Lemeron. Fake the three. Drives in. Up off the glass. He got her to go. Well, I'll tell you what. He is shooting the ball like he never has in his high school career before. Well, we always expect it. He has lightened it up here the last few games. Lancaster tips it. Steals it. Ahead he goes. On the run the other way to Lemeron on the right side. Lancaster to Kanabe to Taft for a long NBA three. Circles it into the net. Good. Three more for Taft. He's got 10, two triples in the quarter, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the game at 8 points with 1:10 to go in the third. To the front court come the Eagles. They won't get rattled easily here. A pass underneath, up to get it, throw the ball off, and a missed shot, a missed bunny by Burnett. A rebound and a putback by Oliver Everett. And now the lead is six. Quickly, the Irish up the floor. Lemeron with a long pass up to Lancaster. Now Lemeron over to Taft, fires for three on the rim, no, rebound Lancaster. Back out to Taft. He's between the free, between the midcourt line and the volleyball line here. Off to Lancaster, 25 on the shot clock, 31 on the game clock. And now it's Lemeron moving, guarded by Kaler. He gets around him all the way to the hole, left hand, right side, good. Lemeron with 16. He's got 11 in the quarter. The Irish up 8 again. To the front. Hayden Gravatt with the basketball. Off the right side he goes. Quentin Barron will now a skip across. 8 on the clock. 3 ball left corner up and good for Brody Kaler. He's in double figures with 10. And a steal by Johnson Brock. They can't connect at the buzzer. After 3, Sacred Heart 43. And Johnson Brock, 38, back in 1 minute on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneIns.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they took that timeout in a hurry. The break between quarters. Here's a shot up. No good by Hayden Gravatt. Rebound being pinballed around up in the air. Finally touched last by Johnson Brock. Had about three or four players all fighting for the ball, tipping it up, tipping it up, tipping it up, and it finally went out of bounds as the Irish get the ball with 7:40 to play here in quarter number four, leading by five. Three ball up, three ball down on the left side. Lemeron hot as a pistol right now. He's got 19 in the game. And now we come the other way, up the floor, take the ball to the inside, and off the glass, won't go for Robert Gravatt. And a rebound and a two-pointer up for Deacon Burnett now. He's in double figures with 10. At the other end we go. To the front. Move the ball in. Lemeron lays it up and in. He now has 19 in the game with that bucket. That previous basket was Poe Fletcher's. Excuse me. Give Fletcher that other basket. Now here is Kaler in traffic, spinning in, kicking it back out. Three ball up, no good, short by Grady Barron. Taft comes out with the basketball. 19 now for Lemeron. Here's Taft in traffic down the lane. Fell down. Gets the ball away. Fletcher couldn't catch it. And here comes Johnson Brock down by 8. In the middle, Hayden Grabat. He hit it, and he got fouled. As he elevated, he got doinked on the head just a little bit. It wasn't a serious shot, but enough to get a foul. Brody Taylor looks like he is not. Looks like he's worn out. I don't know, he might not be feeling good. He's got a big brace on his right knee. I saw him down here before the game, and he was kind of had another wrap on that knee. Here's the free throw up, no good by Gravatt. Rebound, put back up, no good by Deacon Burnett. And in the backcourt, Lemeron in trouble gets away to Kanabe. And Kanabe in trouble. The Irish have to get it across. They throw it, and it goes out of bounds. And Johnson Brock will get the turnover. The Irish couldn't get the ball up the floor this time. All right, we come the other way now. Kaler in the ball game for the Eagles has 10 points. All right, we come to the front court here with the basketball for the Eagles. Down the right side, Kaler passes off. Now Hayden Gravatt, left side, into the middle. Gets the ball through there to his teammate. Shot up, no good. Behrens passed it out of there for a three-point try by Grady Behrens. No good. Rebound foul will be called here on the Eagles on Hayden Gravatt. His first team foul, number one, in the quarter. 5:47 to go. The Irish up by 6. To the front court. Brendan Lemeron with it. Off the left side to Lancaster. Holds on to the basketball. Moves across. Gives the ball now away. Driving it. Fletcher. Free throw circle to Cooper Kanabe. Hands it off to Lemeron. 14 on the shot clock. Lemeron elevates. 3 ball. Nothing but the bottom of the hole again. Lemeron 22 in the game, and the lead is 9 for the Irish. Lemeron knocks the ball away, steal by Fletcher, but a whistle and a foul, probably on Lemeron here. I believe that's who they'll call it on, or is it just out of bounds? They didn't call a foul. No foul? Kicked it, okay. Didn't see it. You always count on an old Irish fan to help you out. An old Irish player. All right, what are we doing here? Let's get this going, folks. Okay. Kickball inbound in front of the Irish bench. Bring it in. Grady Behrens brings in the Gravatt. What? That was not what the horn sounded for. Now we got a question at the scorer's table. Okay. Let's see. I have not a clue. We're good. It's a do-over. Okay. The inbounding will be Grady Behrens into the middle in the backcourt to Brody Kaler. The senior will bring it up himself. Down by 9 at the 5:05 mark of the third quarter. The fourth quarter, excuse me. Kaler moves. Knocked away from by Lemeron from behind to... It goes to his teammate there, Lancaster. Now to Lemeron. He's bumped. Double-teamed. Poked away. It goes to Lancaster. Pulling it. Double-teamed. Over. It goes to Taft. To Fletcher. Left side corner. Back out to Cole Taft. Looking for a screen. Gets it. Long three from the top. Short off the side. No. Ran. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Eagles. 4:38 to go here in quarter number four. 51-42. Taking her with a lead. To the front court we go now with the basketball on the left side. It's going to be Robert Gravatt inside to Kaler. He'll dump it across the lane. Shot is blocked from behind by Kanabe. Kaler down with it, puts it up. No, but we've got a whistle, a push before the shot on the Irish on Kanabe. Cooper, his third foul. Team foul number 2 of quarter number 4 against the Irish. No free throw. That was for the shot. Hayden Gravatt lobs it out to the top now to Quentin Behrens. Those passes you have to be careful with against the Irish. Like I said, they're not really tall, but they are as quick as you'll find. Up the floor we go the other way. Dish it out to the left corner for three. Good again for Quentin Barron. That's his spot out there. He's made a couple of those tonight. And it's a six-point game, 51-45. 4 minutes to go in the contest. To the front with it. Tap to Lemeron. Wide open, Fletcher for left-handed, no. Long rebound comes out to Fletcher. Or to J.J. got it. Lancaster got the long carrot. Now hands to Fletcher. He goes to Taft in the corner. Lancaster dribbling back across past mid-court circle. Right side and Taft for three. Short on the shot. Rebound brought down by Brody Kaler. 3:25 to play. Kaler in the backcourt, guarded by Fletcher. Gets around him, up the floor, spins into the paint, up, goes coast to coast. Kaler took over that possession. He's got a dozen. That's a four-point ball game. 51-47, tapped, in traffic, head and shoulder fake, leaves it off. Lemeron between the circles. A little jab step, backs up, three ball on the rim, won't go, rebound to Kaler. Irish hot as a pistol, and now they're cooling off a little bit. Outside on the left side, near the corner, it's going to be Grady Barron's back out to Hayden Gravatt. Barron's goes inside, Robert Gravatt backs in, Cooper Ganami falls down, hit the deck as he bounced off Gravatt, missed the shot, rebound loose, comes down, the Irish have it. Lemeron coming up the floor, and we've got timeout called by Sacred Heart. The Irish call the timeout. They lead it 51-47, 2:38 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here at the Roe Activity Center at Sacred Heart. And our score is 51-47. The lead belongs to the Irish. Gold's called the timeout. He's working on a play down here on the side. We go in a moment. And now, ready again, it's Irish basketball. They've got two timeouts left. Johnson Brock has three left. Triggering in Cole Taft, the senior. He'll go in to Fletcher, into the paint. Ah, missed it. Too way strong on the shot. That was a nice play, but he just couldn't connect. Fletcher, 6 points in the ballgame. And a throw across the court by the Eagles now. Out top, Fletcher tips it. It goes backcourt. 20 on the shot clock, recovered by Grady Barron. To the front to Hayden Gravatt. Out to Kaler, fake the three. Defender flies by. Kaler for three, around the rim, no. Rebound foul on the Eagles now. This foul will go on. I think I know, but I'm not positive. No, I wasn't even close. Foul would go on Robert Gravatt. That's number four on Robert. Team foul number two of the quarter. 2:08 left. Out of the game for Johnson Brock goes Grady Barron's. Back in is Deacon Burnett. And it'll be up the floor. Brendan Lemeron for the Irish. Doug Goltz giving instructions as they come up the floor. Lemeron with double screen between the circles. Over to Taft. 20 seconds on the shot clock. We're under 2 minutes to go in the game. Taft off the right side to Lemeron. He is guarded by Deacon Burnett. And he gets a screen, and they switch off defensively. 8 on the shot clock. Lancaster to Fletcher forces it up. Didn't hit anything. Johnson Brock comes down with the ball. Fletcher having a rough night shooting the ball. With it the other way comes Johnson Brock. They can pull it within one here with a long ball. With it in the front court, Deacon Burnett, 1:23 to play. play. He drives. He kicks to the corner. Hayden Gravatt, three ball, no. Rebound, Robert Gravatt takes it outside to Kaler. He jab steps, goes left, gets it right back from Robert Gravatt. New shot clock. They got 25 seconds to go and a minute 7 to play. Hayden Gravatt, left side, starts right, cuts into the free throw line, and he traveled to the basketball. He got between two defenders. He is debating with the official, but you just don't win those debates. No matter how good you might be on your debate team, you're not going to win debates with people in a striped shirt normally. Bring the ball in, tap between defenders. Oh, he got a reach-in foul called on Johnson Brocker. He was going to have a breakaway to the other end with about a 3-on-1 or a 3-on-2. Foul on Hayden Gravatt, his second. Team foul number 3 on the Eagles. With 58 seconds to go, they may have to foul a couple more times to put the Irish on the line here. Triggering will be Cooper Canavi. Look for the home run. Nothing there. Gets it in. Tap. Double team. Lost the basketball. He drives. He dives. Rebound. Ball picked up by Quentin Barrett. Out to Kaler for three. Got it from the left side. Kaler with 15 in the game. It's a 51-50 Sacred Heart lead with 46 seconds to go. Timeout. Johnson Brock. We're back at the Row Activity Center after this 30-second timeout on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
46.2 seconds left in the ball game. The Irish 51, the Johnson Brock Eagles 50 in our boys game between two rated teams. The Irish in D2, the Eagles in class C2. J.J. Lancaster, the freshman, to inbound for the Irish. Full court pressure. They go for the long one up to Fletcher, and he is fouled. While flying through midair, the foul will be on Hayden Gravatt, his third, all here in the fourth quarter. That is the fourth team foul now on Johnson Brock. Now, the officials chatting. There are no doubt who is on. There are only two players back there. So now, inbounding from the sideline on the north side, the Irish going left to right toward the east bucket here. They'll trigger in from the side. They go backcourt to Lemeron. Nearly knocked away there. Good defense by Quentin Behrens. 30 on the shot clock. 28 and 37. There's about an 8-second difference between the two clocks. Fletcher hands the ball off to Tapp. Cole, the senior, moves around a defender. Gets it off to the freshman, Lancaster. The Irish run a little weave out top again. Now it is going to be Tapp. 11 on the shot clock. Lemeron hasn't touched it. He's had the hot hand, and a foul on Kaler will be the 15th foul this quarter, and the Irish are going to start going to the foul line. Brody picks up his second foul of the ball game, and at the free throw line will be Cole Tapp. Cole, 10 in the game, 2 of 2 at the line. He sets. He is a senior. Fires the first one up, and good. Nothing but string on that one. The Irish up by 2 to make it a 3-point lead here with 18 seconds to go. No more shot clock. The Irish have committed 2 fouls this quarter. Free throw up. Free throw good. He got them both. And the lead is 3 with 18 seconds to go. Johnson Brock gets it in. Deacon Burnett up the floor. They throw to the side. 10 on the clock. A 3-ball to tie. Kaler for the tie. Off the rim. No. The rebound. Fletcher. And a whistle and a foul with 3.6 seconds to go. Now the officials having another conversation. We have one official that likes to converse a lot with the others. And I'm not really sure why. That was fairly obvious what happened there. And that's the, well, they're over the limit. The Irish shooting free throws. Oh, they're calling it an intentional foul. Okay. That's what the conversation was about. The foul will be on Robert Gravatt. He is done. That's his fifth. Robert fouls out with just 2 points in the ballgame tonight. And the Irish are going to get two free throws and the ball here. Fletcher got fouled again. He is 0 for 2 at the line. One would about do it here. He sets. He's all by himself, and he buries it. That makes it a four-point lead for the Irish with 3.6 seconds to go. And the Irish will get to inbound the basketball as well. This is a huge win for Sacred Heart. Free throw up, no good. So Doug Gold says, let's take a minute and talk this over. He takes time out. The Irish up four, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Past 10 o'clock on a Thursday night for high school basketball. You're listening to KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM, Fall City and Johnson. I'm John Dixon along with you tonight. Aaron Wisdom running the show back at the studio. The hideout clock is winding down. Johnson Brock 14-2 on the year. Sacred Heart 7-7, but they've been on a run here. A really good win against a very good Rockport team last week. Win against Southern on Tuesday, and now it looks like a win here against Johnson Brock, barring disaster in 3.6 seconds. Glenron will inbound. Kaler guarding the inbounder. And a bounce pass in. Lancaster makes the catch, and he gets fouled. But there's only 1.5 seconds left in this ball game. Foul will be on Hayden Gravatt. He's had a frustrating night. Hayden's got 5 points in the ball game, but he just had some time where things just didn't go his way. J.J. Lancaster came out and hit two big threes in the first quarter tonight for the Irish. Has not scored since, but he has done a good job in there and hits the free throw. That makes it a 5-point game with 1.5 seconds to go. So the Irish are going to improve to 8-7. Second one on the way up and rattles. It won't go. The rebound to Deacon Burnett. He fires it and hits the backboard. Your final. Fall City Sacred Heart boys pull off the win over Johnson Brock, 55-50. Your final score, 55-50. The Irish win it. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's wrap up this ball game tonight, which was presented for your listening pleasure tonight. Our presenting sponsor is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local folks is F&M Bank in Fall City. 55-50, the final score. Sacred Heart gets the win over Johnson Brock. In the ball game tonight, a couple of the key things I will spot here on my scoring chart: 7-10 at the line for Sacred Heart in the ball game. 7 out of 10, 4 of 6 in the fourth quarter for Johnson Brock. The ball game at the free throw line, 3 of 6. They went 1 of 2 in the first, second, and third quarter. Didn't get to the line in quarter number 4 tonight for Johnson Brock. The scoring goes like this: it is 15 for Brody Kaler tonight, 10 for Deacon Burnett. After that, we go 7 for Justin Meyer, 5 for Hayden Gravatt, 6 points for Quentin Behrens, 3 for Grady Behrens, 2 each for Oliver Everett and Robert Gravatt, who had a tough night. He fouled out with 3.6 seconds left in the game. For the Irish in the girl with the boys game tonight is Brendan Lemeron. He had 22 points. He had 17 in the second half tonight. We've got a dozen for Cole Taft, 7 for Bo Fletcher, 7 for J.J. Lancaster, then a couple of first-quarter threes, 3 for Noah Howard, 2 for Cooper Canavi, and 2 for Toby Baxter. Again, the Irish go 7 out of 10 at the free throw line in tonight's game. We had 2 ties and 5 lead changes in this contest. Sacred Heart improved to 8-7 on the year, and Johnson Brock falls to 14-3. In the girls' game tonight, it was a heartbreaker for the Irish, a good one for Johnson Brock in overtime. Johnson Brock wins at 51-49. We only had 2 ties and 1 lead change in that game, but it was Johnson Brock with the win, 51-49, who improved to 12-6 for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. The Irish fall to 12-6 on the year. Scoring for the Irish tonight, Hallie Jones had 16 points a game, including a 12-16 performance at the free throw line. 10 each for Avery Sando and D.C. Witt tonight. Johnson Brock led by Daly Pelican with 12 points, including the game winner in the overtime period, a 3-ball. Casey Knippelmeyer had 13 and 10 for Josie Studheit and 11 for Kinley Bias as they spread out that scoring for players in double figures. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Don't forget tomorrow night high school basketball here on PTNC. The Fall City Tigers will be at home. They will be hosting the Weeping Water Squad tomorrow night here on KTNC. Dylan Hendricks will bring you that action tomorrow evening on KTNC. That's tomorrow night, Fall City hosting the squad from Weeping Water. On Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, more basketball and doubleheader from Meade, Nebraska. Meade will host the Auburn Bulldogs and a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow night. Randy Catula will bring you that action on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night. Then next week, we will have action, it looks like, for both the Pioneer Conference and as well as the East Central Nebraska Conference. Those games coming up next week. We'll have semifinal and hopefully some finals action for you next week. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight. For Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon from the Rural Activity Center saying good night, everybody.
Classic hits all day. We're KTNC.